ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah starts off to discuss the halacha that by Zaken Mamre is a special din of the beast of Zaken Mamre v'chol ha'om yishvu v'yiro. There's a din that the whole klai saw to hear that how Zaken Mamre was killed, v'lo yizidin oiden, and they won't do it anymore. So the Mishnah has a b'chleikis of Kiva and Reb Yehuda. How exactly are we b'kayim this din of v'chol ha'om yishvu v'yiro? Reb Kiva says that we wait till we bring him up to the Bezer HaGadol, and we wait till Yontif comes, till Regel, Shaman Oysa had a regal, and then we kill him. Babisan Oysa had a regal, we kill him on Yontif. Shadabar, Vachol Om Yishmu V'yiro. That way, the whole client comes to be a regal Yushalayim. Everyone will know about the Misa. It's the best way to be Makayim, call the Om Yishmu V'yiro. Reb Yehuda argues, Reb Yehuda holds it's not a good way to do it, because it comes out, you're being Ma'ada, the did of this person. He was Nigbar Dida, was before Yontif, and now you're going to wait till Yontif to kill him. So what we do is we kill him right away, says Rabbi Yehuda. And the way we Mekayim the din of Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro is by sending letters to the whole Kol Yisrael that you should know that this person was killed by Bez Din for being a Zaken Mamre. Now the Mechas Chinuch and the Tiferes Yisrael just both speak out that Rabbi Kiva says that you kill him Beregel and Misa Naisa Beregel doesn't mean on Yontif Mamish. The Mechas Chinuch speaks out that you're not allowed to kill. Bez Din is not allowed to kill on Yontif. Just like the Gemara in Yevamos that Vav says that Bez Din is not doicha Shabbos. Who did it? It's not doicha Yontif. And therefore, says the Tiferes Yisrael and Mechas Chinuch that the Mishnah says that Misa Naisa Beregel means on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that's where we kill him. And the Mechas Chinuch adds that what happens with the Yontif of Shavuos? What happens if we have a Zaken Mamre that comes before the Yontif of Shavuos? We wait till Shavuos. When are we going to kill him? Shavuos is no Chol HaMoed. So it speaks out the Birchas Chinuch that you could do it the day after Shavuos, since that's a Yom HaTashlumim. That's the day where we bring all the Karbanos, the Chagiga and Eilas Ria. So the whole Klai Yisrael is going to still be there a day after Shavuos. So therefore, says the Birchas Chinuch that you could be Bekai the Din of Chol HaOm Yishmu V'yiro, not Dafka on the Yontif, but Hu Adin the day after Shavuos also you Bekai in this Halach. Now the Mishnah brings down this halacha, this bachlekes from Kiva Rabbi Yehuda, by the din of Zaken Mamre. We'll see that the Gemara later on brings a brisa that this halacha of Achraza, this din of Chol HaOm Yishmu V'yiro, is not dafka by Zaken Mamre. The brisa brings down another three chiyuve misa that also have this halacha. The brisa brings a basis, Betzayir Moira, and Eidim Zayim also have the halacha of Achraza that we have to make sure Chol HaOm Yishmu V'yiro that the whole Klai Yisrael hears about his misa. But we don't find in the Mishnah that there's a machlekes of Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda by the other three. All the brisa that the Gemara brings says is that there's a din of achraza. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings down the halacha of our Mishnah. He passes like Rabbi Kiva, halacha Rabbi Kiva mechavei roi, and he says that therefore you have to go but bring him up to Yerushalayim. But the Rambam is clear by the other three, by first, by Betzayir Meir and Edim Zayim, by Mesis, the Ram doesn't really speak out so clearly, but Akapana, by Betzayir Meir at the end of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yagibel, and by Edim Zayim and Hilchos Edis, Perek Yudches, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam over there is clear that all you do is like Rabbi Yehuda, all you do over there is you Kaisim, Mishalchet, Shlucha, Bechal, Bekaibis. And the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, and Hilchos Mamrim speaks out that the reason why the Rambam held that the Machlekes is only by Zaken Mamre is because the Mishnah only talks about Zaken Mamre. The Mishnah doesn't discuss the other Chiyuvei Misa that need Achraza. So it's mashma that the Machlekes is the Machlekes of Kiva, the special sheet of Reb Kiva where he argues Reb Yehuda is only over here in Zaken Mamre, but by the other three, by Mesis, Betzayir Meir, and Edim Zayim, we don't have this Halacha. Now, Rashi, ala Teira, by Zaken Mamre, in Parashat Shoftim, in Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Yigimel, also brings down the halacha, this din of Rabbi Kiva, he brings it down only by Zaken Mamre. And the Mizrahi is already Ma'ir on Rashi, that Rashi, by Betzayir Meira, in Parashat Kiseitze, in Perek Chafal, Pasuk Chafal, Rashi doesn't bring this whole halacha of Zaken Mamre. And it's very clear in Rashi, it doesn't hold this halacha of Bishamr Ma'isa Adarego, and Misa Naisa Berego, by Betzayir Meir. It sounds like for Rashi also that the whole halacha is like it's mashma in the Mishnah only by Zaken Mamre. And the Mizrahi asks, why should it be like this? Why should it be different Zaken Mamre for the other Chiyuvei Misa? Why? But all of them have the halacha, all of them have the din of Chol HaOm Yishmu V'yiro. So the Mizrahi is trying to understand why does the Rambam and Rashi, why do they seem to hold that it's different, the din of Zaki Mamre and all the other Chiyuve Bisa. So the Lecha Mishnah over there says that the reason is from Lashon HaPasuk. Lecha Mishnah says that the Lashon HaPasuk of Zaki Mamre is different than all the other ones. The Lashon HaPasuk, besides the same Chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro, the Lashon HaPasuk by Zaki Mamre is V'Yizidun Oid, which is a stronger Lashon, says the Lecha Mishnah. Since it's an extra Lashon, a stronger Lashon of Lo Yizidun Oyed by Zaka Mamre, therefore says the Lecha Mishnah, that's how the Mishnah knew that, and Reb Kiva and the Mishnah knew that it's a special halacha to bring him up to Pesach HaGadol of Yerushalayim. It's different than all the other Chiyuvei Misa. By the other Chiyuvei Misa that need Achraza, over there it's enough, like Reb Yehuda says, because Vin V'Sholchem Shulcha B'chol Mekoymes. Masha Enkein, by this din of Zaka Mamre over here, there's a special halacha that we have to bring him up to Yerushalayim. From the extra Lashon HaPasuk of Lo Yizidun Oyed. And the Rishash by us also goes with this Mahalach from Lecha Mishnah to be bedaik that in the Psukim. And he says, a different diak, he says that by all the other ones it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'ro. Masha Inkin by Zaka Mamre, it says, V'chol Am Yishmu V'ro. So he says, we know the difference between Am and Yisrael. Am is always the more Pashta people. Yisrael is the more Chashava people in Klai Yisrael. So it says the Rishash that the reason why the Pasuk was Bashad al-Lashin, the Mishnah learned up from this, Rabbi Kiva learned up from this that there's a special Indian over here that we have to be, the also has to be Yishmu V'ro. And in order for a Pashta person to be Yishmu V'ro, it's not enough that he gets a letter in the mail. That won't help him. He needs to be in Yerushalayim and see and experience the Hariga of the Zaka Mamre in order to get the Hashpa, in order to become Yishmu V'ro. All the other ones, where the Pasuk refers to as Yisrael, that would be enough to get a letter. Yisrael, a Chash V'yid, could get his iris with the letter itself. Ashaikin, the Zaki Mamre, the Zaki Mamre, where there the Torah was Mechaya, that the should be Yishmu V'yiro. That means that we need a bigger iris. We need that the whole should be there in Yerushalayim while the Zaki Mamre is killed. That's the Derech of Lecha Mishnah and the Rishash, to be B'dayik in the Psukim, that it's Choluk, Zaki Mamre from the other ones. Now the Maral and Gur Aryeh over there and Shaftim Perkit Zayim Pasuk Yigimel, he has a different Mahalach. He's coming to explain Rashi, why Rashi holds Cholok Zaka Mamre from all the other ones. And he adds another Aura. He says that Rashi by Betzayir Meire, Perk Chafalif Halacha Pasuk Chafalif, Rashi, not only does he not bring down Rabbi Kiva's Halacha, which was the Mizrahi's Aura, why by Betzayir Meire don't we have Rabbi Kiva's Halacha? He says not only that, he doesn't even say like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi just says that we learn from here that you need a chroz of a bezdin, plainly narag. It sounds like bezdin just makes an announcement, and that's enough. He doesn't even bring down that you should send letters to the whole Klai Yisrael. So says the Maral, says the Gor Aryeh, that it's Choluk Zaki Mamre from all the other ones. And Zaki Mamre is a special halacha that he has to be, bezdin agodol has to be mamis him. The din misa of Zaki Mamre was never to be killed, but it's bezdin agodol b'Yerushalayim. So therefore says the Maral that when the Torah says Kol Yisrael Kol Am Yishmu V'Yiro, that's not, it's totally in whatever the Bezdin B'chuyev to make sure the Bezdin Yishmu V'Yiro, whoever's under their jurisdiction, Bezdin HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, they're the Bezdin of the whole Klai Yisrael. So they're B'chuyev that the whole Klai Yisrael should be Yishmu V'Yiro. So there we have a Machlekes of Kiva and Yehuda how to go about to do that. Kiva says we have to wait till everyone comes to Yerushalayim so everyone should see. Yehuda says no, we'll send Shluchim to the whole Klai Yisrael. Masha Ekin says to Maral by the other three, by Mesis, by Edeb Zayman, by Betzayir Meire, over there there's no did that Bezdin HaGadol B'Yerushalayim should kill them. Their Mesa is not totally in Bezdin HaGadol. Their Mesa is in the Bezdin of their city. Wherever Bezdin in their city comes, it's Bechayev their Mesa. So in the Chanamid is a did of Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. But that's only what's mutal on the Bezdin of that city. So there, what the Bezdin of that city is Bechuyev to Dan and to take care of their city. So they have to make sure that their whole city hears it. So therefore, over there doesn't imply the whole din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. There, the Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro of the other three Mechuyave Misa, by them, they're only Mechuyave that the Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro in their city. But that's what they're Mechuyave, that's what they're Achray for. They're the Bezdin of the city, not the Bezdin of the whole Klai Yisrael. They don't have to make sure the whole Klai Yisrael finds out about it. And therefore, says the Maral, that's why Rashi didn't even say Rabbi Yehuda's Shita by Betzayir Meir. Betzayir Meir, you don't have to send letters. You just have to be Machriz a Bezdin that the whole city should hear that this person was killed. Only by Zaki Mamre, where there's a din, there's a din misa and Bezdin HaGadol over there, then Bezdin HaGadol has to let the whole Klai Yisrael find out about it. So then there's two ways in the Mishnah, Machlekes Reb Kiva and Reb Yehuda, how the whole Klai Yisrael finds out about it. So this Mahalach is very good in Rashi, like the Maral was Bedayik in Rashi, and by Betzeri Meir Rashi, B'chal doesn't bring Rabbi Yehuda's din. But it doesn't go well in the Rambam. The Maral wasn't trying to say it in the Rambam. In the Rambam, this is not a good Eitzah, because in the Rambam it's clear, both the Rambam says by Betzeri Meir and Perek Zayin, Alokhi Givel from Hilchas Mamrim, and by Edim Zayim and Hilchas Edis, Perek Yuches, Alokha Zayin, Rashi is clear that you have to go be Shulchan Shluchim and be Kaisvin. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, so it's clear in Rash in the Rambam that the whole Klai so has to find out about it, both by Zaken and Marim, both by Ben Sayer Meir and Adib Zaymim. So this Chiluk Maral is very good in Rashi, but it's not going to go in the Rambam. So there's a Mahalich from Rabbi David Pedro, which he says both in his Sefer Maskil David on Al Tayr over there on Rashi in Parasha Shoftim, and both on his, in his Sefer Chasti David and Tesefta. He says a little pieces of both of them. I'm just putting them together, saying them over together as one big shtickle. And he goes also up Peter Derech of the Baral. He brings another kasha on the Rambam from Tesefta, that the Tesefta in Sanhedrin, Perikid Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Tesefta is befurish, not like the Rambam, not like Rashi. It's befurish that all the Mechuyavi Misa have to have the din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. The Machayus of Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, is not only by Zok and Mamre, which would maybe be Mashman and Mishnah, but first they said that all four of them have this Machlekes of Kiva Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chasdei David is Basber, and he says that Rabbi Yehuda Be'etzem has a Taina Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda Taina is that L'chayr is Ine Adin. How can you let him wait? So he explains that the reason why Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold this a problem with Ine Adin here is because the Gemar Din was done by the Bezdin in his city, wherever the Zok and Mamre lived. The Bezdin was Gemer as Din that is Chayim Misa. And now, when they bring him up to Yerushalayim, the halacha is that Bezdin HaGadol has to kill him. So they have to bring him to Yerushalayim to the Bezdin HaGadol. So he says the Bezdin HaGadol weren't the Bezdin that was Gemer as Din. So they don't have the problem of Ine Adin. So both the Bezdin Sheva'iroi, they were the ones that were Gemer, they can't kill him. They're not the ones that are supposed to kill him. The Bezdin HaGadol is supposed to kill him. And both the Bezdin and the Bezdin HaGadol also, they weren't the ones that were Gemer as Din. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds there's no problem of Ine Adin in this case, and the Bezdin Sheva'iroi is allowed to bring him up to Yerushalayim, so they have to bring him to the Bezdin HaGadol. And the Bezdin HaGadol, since they weren't Gevedin, they could wait till the regal. That's the beer and Chidus Rabbi Kiva, why he doesn't hold as a problem of Ine Adin. So therefore, says Machasdei David, that this would only apply, this whole sheet of Rabbi Kiva could only apply in a case where you're mechuyev to bring him to Bezdin HaGadol. In a case where the Misa is... the din misa was said to be done by the Bezdin HaGadol. Masha Enkin in a regular chiyuvei misa, and the other three by Mesis, Betzayir Meir and Edim Zayim over there says to Chasdei David, the Rambam holds that it's Bashman and Mishnayis. The Mishnayis never said anywhere that they have to go to Bezdin HaGadol, and therefore the Rambam holds that the Mishnayis hold the shita of the Mishnayis is that we don't, there's no din of Bezdin HaGadol on these three. And therefore, it's pasha that the Bachlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda don't apply. It's pasha that everyone agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Masha Enkin says the Chasdei David that Tesefta Behechrich held that the din of Bezdin HaGadol was a din said by all them. There was a din Bezdin HaGadol by Mesis, there's a din Bezdin HaGadol by Bet Zaymer and by Edim Zaymer. And therefore, the Tesefta holds that it applies to Bachlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda also by these three, Mashaikin, the Rambam, and Rashi, they learned like the Mishnah. And the Mishnayis says that the Mishnayis never speak out anywhere. There's a din Bezdin HaGadol by these other three, and therefore therefore it's Mukhrich. The Mishnah will have to hold that the whole Machlekes is only by Zaken Mamre, not like the Tesefta. So it comes out that we have four Mahalchim to explain the difference why the Rambam and Rashi possibly. Why the Mechalach Kizak and Mamre and the other three Michuyavi Misa? We have the Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah that says that the Lashon of Lo Yezidun Oyd is Mashma, a stronger Lashon. The Rishash Al Derech Zeb is Bedayik the Psukim that says the Chiluk between Om and Yisrael, Om is Mashma, that even for the Poshita people, and that you need to have in Yerushalayim Mamish Kedei to have the Ashpa. And then we have the Mahalach of the Maral that says that the whole din is only totally in how much the Bez is Achroi for, whatever Bez is Achroi for, Bez din Agadol Shev Yerushalayim. They're achrayim for the whole klai. So Mashaikin, the other three, which are mechuyavi misa by the Bezdin of Sheva Iram. So then the din yishmu v'iro is only in that city. And we said that this mahalach could only go in Rashi, not in the Rambam. And then we have the mahalach from David Pedro that the whole heter of Ine Adin of Rabbi Yehuda's taina on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's whole heter was only in a case where Beis Din should be erased gemer as din, and the Beis Din Hakadosh should be Yerushalayim. They're the ones that are going to do the misa b'poyel. Then there's a heter mashaking the other three, since the Beis Din should be Iram. They're the ones that are going to do the misa. So therefore, they don't have this halacha to wait to go and bring to wait till the regal in Yerushalayim. This is an important point that comes out for both Maral and the Chassid David, that they seem to both assume that the din, that the Bezer HaGadol is B'chuyut V'Beibis Him Yerushalayim, is a separate din Bifte Atzmai. The Haidu, that the Maral and the Chassid David are both saying that Mitzad the Din HaChroza, but all the other three, the halacha is you could do it in their city, you could send out letters, there's no problem. Mitzad the fact that the Torah said, Kol Yisrael Yishbu V'Ro, there's no reason to go bring it to Bezer HaGadol. Harai, all the other three, there's the others, we don't have to go bring it to Bezer HaGadol. The fact that it says in the Pasuk, Chol Yisrael Yishburo, is not behind the Bezer HaGadol. Just once we go to the Bezer HaGadol, then we wait till Regal. That's both of their Bahalchim go. That once we're going anyhow to the Bezer HaGadol, so then we could go and wait till our Regal, we can make a whole big show with the Zaken Mamre. So it's before that they hold that that we go to the Bezer HaGadol is not a chiluk of a din called Yisrael Yishbiro. That's just switching that once we have this halacha that you go to the Bezer HaGadol, now the din of Kol Yisrael Yishbiro takes a whole different form and we bring it to the Bezer HaGadol, we wait till the regal. So before that there was some type of side din that was Bechayiv, this din to go and have the Misa Ayitei the Bezer HaGadol. But with Lulei Devrayim, you could have learned that that's the din of that Bezer HaGadol has to kill them is all nichlal in the din of Chala'am Yishmu V'Yiro. But so Devrayim, that it's a separate din, we just have to understand where this din come from. Where is this drasha? Where do we know this halacha that the din of Zaken Mamre has a din Misa on Bezer HaGadol? Tzarechiyim. We have in our Gemara, in the Braisa, a din achroza on Edim Zaymimim. So din achroza on Edim Zaymimim. There's an interesting machlokes that we know by Edim Zaymimim, there's three different types of unction someone could get by Edim Zaymimim. He could get Misa, which is what our whole sugi is talking about over here, the Mechuyavim Misa. But there's other unction that Edim Zaymimim could get. They could get Malkus. If they're made on Malkus, they could get Malkus. If they're made on Mammon, they could be Mechuyim Mammon. So Yesh La'ayin, is this Halacha of Achrozah, just like we find by the other cases, by Mesis, by Tzarei Meir, Zaken Mamre, he's talking about Dafka Misa, is a Din Achrozah by Edim Zaymim, also Dafka by Misa. So the Aruch Lener, in Makas Daf Dalet, is B'dayik in our Rashi, Rashi says, Achrozah, plainly Mes Bebezdin. It's Mashba from Rashi, that the whole Din Achrozah is only on Misa. Plainly Mes Bebezdin, not on any other Einish. And therefore, says the Aruch HaNer, L'chayr by Edim Zayim will come out, that late Rashi, the whole din is only when the Edim Zayim Achayim Misa, then is a din achroza. But when the Mechuyim Malkus are a Mammon, other Einshim, then there wouldn't be the din achroza, the Chiv achroza, the din achroza, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Ro, only applies by Mechuyavim Misa. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Eidos and Perek Yilches Alach HaZayim, where he breaks down the din achroza by Edim Zayimim, so first, not like this, the Rambam speaks out clearly that the din achroza is not only by when the Mechuyim Misa, who are din by Malkus and Mammon. And so it comes out, there's a Machlekes, Rambam, and Rashi, whether or not the din achroza is dafka by Misa or by other Einshim also. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara has an Ara in the Lashon HaPsukim. And the Gemara asks that why, by Edim Zaymim, does it switch to Lashon? All over it says, V'chol Ha'am, V'chol Yisrael, and by Edim Zaymim it says, V'hanish'arim, V'hanish'arim Yishmu V'yiro. Why by Edim Zaymim does it switch, why doesn't it also say, V'chol Ha'am or V'chol Yisrael? Why does it say, V'hanish'arim? And the Gemara answers that the reason is because Edim Zaymimim is not negev for everyone. It's not negev for Chol Yisrael v'Chol Ha'am. Not every person could be an Edim Zaymimim. It's not every person is kasher la'idus. Some people are pasul la'idus. Rashi says there's gazlonim, there's malve beribis, moyalim b'shvius. There's people that are ivra aveira that are pasul la'idus. And therefore, since there are people that are pasul la'idus, they'll never be able to become Edim Zaymimim. So it wouldn't apply the lashon apostik for Chol Yisrael. It's not talking about Chol Yisrael. Not the whole Chol Yisrael needs this achraza. It's only people that are kosher leidus, and therefore it says vanish arm. So the Chedushei Aran over here asks L'chayra the obvious kasha. He says that this is that L'chayra
not the other case is also not whole all the Yidden are able to have. Bishayim a Mesis. Mesis, any person could be a Mesis. Any person could go and convince people to do Avodah Zarah. But ask the Rabbi, Tzayir Meir and Zaki Mamre, not every person can be a Betzayir Meir. Betzayir Meir is the Gea only for a person that's just in the beginning of his Godless. It's not such a Shechiach Tikkis Torah. Most people aren't able to be a Betzayir Meir. And it says Zaki Mamre also. Zaki Mamre means someone has to be Roid to be a Dayan. He has to be a Roid to be a Muflash of a Bezdin. And therefore he says, anyone that's Pasal Eidus, first of all, can't be a Dayan. So all the people that aren't negated to be Edom Zayim also can't be a Zakeh Mamre. And he said, plus, a lot of people, besides that, a lot of people can't be Mufash of a Bezdin, even if they're Kashal Eidus. And therefore asked the Ran, what is the how's Tigmar answering the question by saying that Edom Zayim is different from all the other ones because people aren't Kashal Eidus, people aren't able to be a Betzayim Mamre and Zakeh Mamre also. So if you look at the Teres Chaim, he's also bothered by this Kasha, and he speaks about Betzayim Mamre. And he says that maybe the Achroz of a Betzayim Mamre is not dafka to someone to become a Betzayir Meir. But people could do that there, a Betzayir Meir. People could go and eat that Tartamar Basar, and they could steal, and they could eat the Tartamar Basar also, even though they don't have the Parsha Betzayir Meir, but they could still do that there, a Betzayir Meir. So maybe on that also we want them to be Yishmu V'Yiro. So it will be Negea to everyone. It's Aruchim, because the Chayyar Betzayir, even that there, a Betzayir Meir, doesn't apply to everyone. Chayyar, you have to be Goyde Mishal Aviv, not every person has a father to steal from. Tzarechian in the terrace of the terrace Chaim. While Kopanim, the Ran comes and he says, and the Rishash over here is B'chavin, K'mat Milo B'Milo, to the Ran. And the Ran says, V'tam Anochin, the right pshat over here is that by Betzayir Moire and Zakit Mamre, it's different the Din Achrozo than from Edom Zayvimim and Mesis. But Zakit says the Ran that by Betzayir Moire, the Achrozo we're trying to do is, we're trying that people should hear, and they should know from here, they should learn from the story of Betzayir Meir, to teach their children Midas Tavis, and that the children should be Noisim L'Shmoya Mitzvahs Aviyam V'Imam, that they should be Mechanach, their children, that they should listen to the father and the mother. And a person should be Mishtadla, but Tikachas B'Noi. A person should be Mishtadla to be Mechanach his children correctly, that they shouldn't come out to this Betzayir Meir. The Achroz is not that someone shouldn't be a do that virus of Betzayir Meir and be Mechayi the Misa Betzayir Meir. We're trying to show people what could happen if someone's not Mechanach his children correctly. And we're trying to bring out to people the Chaymer of how important it is to be Mechanach the children. And he says, who are they by Zakim Mamre? Zakim Mamre also, the point is that people should know the Koyach HaKabbalah Mitarasenu HaKdoisha, what it means. A Bezdin's Psak. What it means, a Bezdin's Psak, that even a Muflash of a Bezdin that goes and argues on the Bezdin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim, and he says different than the Bezdin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim, he gets killed. That people should know what it means, and they should listen to their Abad, and they should listen to what the Bezdin HaGadol says. The point is not that someone else shouldn't be a Zakin Mamri. And he says that if you look in the Psukim, it's Mefurish like this. He says the Psukim are Mefurish both by Mesis and by Edim Zaymim. The Pasuk says, Lo Yesifu Lasei Said, you shouldn't do it again. By Mason it says, V'yasifu lasis kedover araz, eh? And by Edom Zayim it says, V'yasifu oid kedover araz, eh? Both of them it says that we don't want you to do this again. We don't want you to do this Aveira. The point of the Achrosa by Edom Zayim and Mason is that you shouldn't do this Aveira. Masha Ekin says the Ram by Betzayim Mary and Zakim Mamre, it doesn't say that. By Betzayim Mary all it says, V'choyisol yishmu v'yiro, they should be scared. It doesn't say that you shouldn't do this Aveira again. And by Zakim Mamre all it says, V'cholom yishmu v'yiro v'yizidun oid. Not that you shouldn't do this Aveira, Lo Yasa Kedover Azeh. It says, Lo Yezidun Oid, you shouldn't be Mazen again, you shouldn't go and argue with the Bezan HaGadol B'Shev Yerushalayim, and you should listen to the words of the Bezan HaGadol B'Shev Yerushalayim. And therefore says the Ram, the whole Kasha of the whole Teretz of the Gemara of Edom Zayim Sizvan Ash'arim, by Edom Zayim where the Achroza was only that you shouldn't do it again, over there it's only negate the people that could be Edom Zayim. And Mashiach and Mesis, everyone could be a Mesis. And Betzayir Meira and Zakim Mamre, the Achroza applies to the whole Yidden, even if they can't be a Betzayir Meira, even if they can't be a Zakim Mamre, but the Achroza applies to everyone. The Mishnah goes on, and the Mishnah brings the Din of Navi Sheker. The Mishnah explains there's two types of Navi Shekers. One Navi Sheker is that someone makes up a Nebuah, and the other Navi Sheker is even if he's saying over a Nebuah, but it wasn't said to him this Nebuah. If a Nebuah was said to a different Navi, and now I'm saying this Navi saying it over Betarius' own Nebuah, so then both of these are referred to as a Navi Sheker, and they have a Din Misa Bechenek. So in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, in Ois Dalid, he says that this Halach of Navi Sheker is not that if someone gets up one day in Shul and he says, Koyamar Hashem, this and this, he's not going to be Mechuyim Misa, it's a Navi Sheker. He says the whole din of Navi Sheker is only someone that Be'etzim would have a Teres Navi. If he would say something, he would have a Teres Devuah. He says you have to look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Alocha Zayin, Behilchas Yisayde Teirah, what exactly the certain Tanoim. It has to be someone that's Hoylech Mederech Nevuah, and he gives the Ois of a Maifis. And then he goes and says, a Navi Sheker, or not someone that was Muchzik as a Navi Emes till now, someone that was being a Navi Emes till now, and then one day he gets up and he says a Navi Sheker, that has a din of Navi Sheker. But if a person goes gets up one day and he decides to say in a voice, that's nothing. It's Var Metalim of Vutalim. It's not a Nevius Bechlal. And therefore, it doesn't have the Chaymer of Navi Sheker, and therefore, he's not Mechuyim Misa. And he says, he found this Chiddush in the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. And the Mishnas Chachamim over there brings that some people say that there's going to be a Kaponim Alav. Some that says, Koyamar Hashem will be over Alav. But says in Mechaz Chinoch that it's Pashat to him, it's Borer, that there's no Chiyud Misa. A Navi Sheker, unless he has a Teres Navi, unless the person has a Teres Navi that we would have had to listen to him, if not for the fact that his Navius was Sheker. And this Chiddush of the Mechaz Chiddush also mashed like that in the Meiri, at the end of this, all these Dinim, the Meiri speaks out that all that we're talking about over here is all Dafka by a Navi. He speaks out that all the Dinim that we were speaking about till now is Dafka by a Navi and not by a regular person. And if you look at the Tziv, Al Teir and Hamak Dabar, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chet Chof, and Parsha Shaftim by the Halacha of Navi Sheker, where the Pasuk over there says, Acha Navi, Ashayazi the Daber, Daber Bishmi, if a Navi goes and says Navi is Sheker, so he's Bedaig in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk is a Navi that's Bedaber. Why didn't the Pasuk say, Acha Ish, Ashay Daber Bishmi? It's Mashba, that the person has to be a Navi like the Divya Michas Chenuch. The Mishnah brings down another Halacha, brings down the Din. Someone that doesn't listen to Divrei Navi, someone that if a Navi says to do something and someone doesn't listen, Halacha is he's chayiv misa b'day shemayim. He's not chayiv misa of chenek, but he's chayiv anoichi edrish mi'imoi. The pasuk says that he's chayiv misa b'day shemayim. Mechaz Chinuch in mitzvah Tov Kuf Tes Zayin Ois Beis, he asks a very interesting question. He asks that l'chayra Im Kain, any person that doesn't listen to any of the dinim of the Torah should be b'chuyim misa b'day shemayim. This is similar to the Rabban's kasha that the Rabban asks on the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that every single Issa Drabbanon has a lav of leisasur. So the Rabban asks Im Kain, every single Drabbanon should have the chaymer of a deraisa. So similar to this, the Mechaz Chinuch asks that every single mitzvah of the Torah should automatically also have the halacha of mevatar divrei navi. That the chayyur, the mevatel divrei navi, the chayyur, every single pasuk in the Torah is the nevuas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said all the dinim of the Torah, the nevuah. And therefore, if someone doesn't listen to the Torah, it's the chayyur being mevatel divrei navi, and it should be mechuyim misa al the dinim mevatel divrei navi. And he adds another kasha, the chayyur, we find that Shaul didn't listen to Shmuel, and Apple Pikin, we don't find it anywhere, there was a chay misa b'day shemayim. So Mechaz Chinuch says that Lulei Divrei Rambam, we'll see in a minute that the Rambam is mashma not like this. He says Lulei Divrei Rambam, he would be mechadish, a very big chiddush. He would say that the Lashon HaMishnah mevater al Divrei Navi doesn't just say a over al Divrei Navi. It says a mevater al Divrei Navi. It's mashma that dafka if someone doesn't listen to the Navi, because he says he's mevazed in the Navius. He says he doesn't have to listen to the Navius. The Navius is shtusim, but if a person knows that it's a Navius, he knows the Chaymer Inyan. He just says that Yitzrei Takvay. Yes, it's hard to do differently. And he goes and he's over someone that's over something because of Yitzhak Takvoy and doesn't listen to the Navi because of that. That's not where the Chiyam Misa B'day Shemayim is. The Chiyam Misa B'day Shemayim is after someone that's Mevatar Divrei Navi. He pushes it aside, the Divrei HaNavius. And he says the Lashon Rashi is mashup like that. Rashi explains the Lashon HaMishnah Mevatar Divrei Navi. Rashi says, Hamafkirom, you mafkir the Divrei Navi. You push it aside as nonsense. Then you chayiv Misa B'day Shemayim. And he says that the mashal that the Gemara gives a Mevatar Divrei Navi, the mashal the Gemara gives is Chavrei de Micha, where Micha told him that you should go. He told him Bidvar Hashem that he should hakeini nok, hit me. Why was he mind to hit him? Says the Mechaz Chinuch because he thought it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense such a thing. Hashem should tell me to hit someone. He disregarded the Divrei HaNavi. That's because he had a yitzhara not to listen to the Divrei HaNavi. And therefore says to Mechaz Chinuch that Lulei Divrei Rabbim, he would say that the Mevatel Divrei HaNavi means dafka. It was Hayu Be'in of the Lag. If someone just over on the dvarav, that's not nichal on the din of mevatel divrei navi. And if you look in the lashon of Meiri, the lashon of Meiri also uses the lashon of shebozu dvarav. The Meiri says that the case of mevatel divrei navi is bozu dvarav. But the Mitzchinuch says that he would say this, but the Rambam's mashma not like that. The Rambam in Perek, in Uchus, he said the Torah, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, when he brings down the Halacha of Oivar al-Divinavi, he says Oivar al-Dvarov. It's mashma, anyone that's Oivar al-Dvarov. And L'chayro, Yesh Ayin al-Divrei Mechatzchinuch, L'chayro, the halacha, this halacha, that Oivar al-Divrei Navi, there's another oifen had to be Oivar al-Divrei Navi, and that's the next line of the Mishnah, that someone that's Oivar al-Divrei Atzmai, a Navi, that the Torah, the Hashem tells him something about the Vias, and he himself doesn't listen to it. And L'chayro, it's the same din, it's one big din with Mevat al-Divrei Navi. L'chayro, it's both learned out from the same pasuk, V'esh Hashem Yishma, someone that doesn't listen, both of the Navi himself, and both someone else that doesn't listen to Divrei Navi. It's not two different halachas. And the Lashon HaMishnah, a Navi that doesn't listen to himself, is Navi She'ovar al Divrei Atzmai. It doesn't say Navi She'vitra al Divrei Atzmai. And the example that the Gemara gives on Ovar al Divrei Atzmai is also a case where one Navi had the Adliya Navi had a Naviya said he's not supposed to eat and drink. And a different Navi told him that I'm also a Navi Hashem, and Hashem told me that you should eat and drink. So he wasn't Ivar al Dvarov, he was Buzz the Dvarov. He just thought that there was a Nebuah that said not like what he said, and therefore he followed the other Nebuah, even though that Nebuah was a Nevi'ah Sheker. And over there, wasn't a case where he was Buzz the Dvarov, he was Mafke Dvarov. So the Chayyot Beforish, both in the Lashon HaMishnah and in the Gemara, that Ivar al Divrei Atzmai doesn't have to have this Klal Bevat al Divrei Navi. And therefore, the Chayyot Tzarechi and the Chayyot that both one din, if the same halacha, it's not two different halachas, it should be nischalik legabe this halacha. So l'chayr is a raya for the fact that oival divrei atzmai doesn't have to be bevater. The huadin, the halacha bevater divrei atzmai doesn't be dafka. It's just a hechatimtza. It's just an example why someone should have listened. But edechanabi, if someone doesn't listen to a navi for a different reason, it's the same halacha. And for the etzem kasha of the Birchas Chinuch asks that l'chayr every single did in the Torah also should be nechal bevater divrei navi. That's Pasha, the Birchas Chinuch himself agrees that the Torah, besides for being a Nevuah, also has a din of Torah. The reason why we have to listen to the Torah is not because the mitzvah of Elov Tishma, that someone has to listen to a Navi. Torah was given min Hashemayim to every single person, and now the Torah, we would be Kabbalah of Torah, the Torah is Betzava, every single person has a Torah's Torah, not just the Torah's Nevuah. Just the Birchas Chinuch asked, the Birchas Chinuch's kasha was that besides for being Torah, it also is a Nevuah's Moshe. And therefore, it also should have the halacha of the Nevuah. But the Birchas Chinuch himself agrees that it has the din of a Torah. Has the din of Torah, as it did with the Atzmai, as it did that you have to listen to the Torah because Hashem was mitzavah with the Torah. We Kabbal B'Sinai, Torah, the Torah was given to all the Yidden. Idei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe as the Torah. But the Torah is a Torah with straight min Hashemayim. Torah we got straight min Hashemayim, and that's why we have to listen to it. Not because it's not only because it's a Nevuah. So Yesh Loibar now to answer the Mechaz Chinuch's kasha, that the Mechaz Chinuch was just bothered that there also should be a Nevuah. It could be that once the Torah was given the Torah's Torah, that that has a Torah's Torah was misalik, the Din Nevuah from it. It doesn't have now a Din Nevuah also, it's only a Torah. And therefore, could be that when someone's over a different Torah, we don't look at it as being over a different Navi. He's being over the Torah, the Tzibri Abayri that he got straight from Hashem, and it has nothing to do with the din of Elof Tishmon. It could be that someone that's over the different Torah wouldn't be over the mitzvah of Elof Tishmon. The Gemara comes and gives a bashal to Hechatibza of someone that says the Vua that was said to a different Navi, and it wasn't said to him. And the Gemara's example is from the Nevuah of Hananiah ben Azar. The Nevuah of Hananiah ben Azar, the Gemara explains that what happened was Yirmiyah was Kai B'Shukah Elyon, and he gave a Nevuah on Elam, that Hinni Shaver as Keshes Elam, that Hashem is going to destroy Elam, destroy the Malchus of Edom, the Koyach of Elam. And Hananiah made a Kal V'Chaymer from this, and he said that Ba Elam, that Tzach HaKol, they came to help Bavel. They weren't the people itself that came to fight with Klal Yisrael. Still, Hashem said he's gonna go and break the Elam. Kol Shekein, Achas Kama V'Kama, Bavel. The Kastim, Bavel, sure Hashem is going to destroy them. And therefore he went and he said a Nevuah that wasn't said to him. He said a Nevuah, Koyamar Hashem, Shavarti is Ol Malach Bavel. He's going to break the Ol Malach Bavel. I broke the Ol Malach Bavel. And he goes on, but each Sayim Yavim, 2 years from now, Bavel's gonna fall, and all the people that already went into Golos, the Yochin that went early into Golos, and they went back to Bavel, Hashem's gonna bring them all back. So the Gemara asks that L'chayr, this Nevuah wasn't said to anyone. Why is this an example of something that was Nemar to one Navi and a different Navi said? So Abaya answered that since he had a Kal V'Chomer, so it's like it was said to the other Navi, and therefore this would be a good example of who knew the Nemar Loi, but Masha Ein Kein, it was said to a different Navi. And the Marsha asked the Kasha, L'chayra, it sounds from this Gemara that it was a Kal V'chaymer, it was a good Nebuah, because Hananya Ben Azor wasn't the one that was supposed to be saying it. But Be'etim Nebuah was a good Nebuah. Ask the Marsha, you learn further on in the Pesukim, it's a Furish, that it wasn't true. It was an Aviyah Sheker, it wasn't true, the Pesukim go on, that Behedya, that Hashem is going to make the old Babel even stronger. Not only is Hashem not being shaved the old Babel, he's going to make the old Matchis, he's going to make it stronger than before. And Yirmiyahu Navi went on. And it's reported it was an Aviyah Sheker. It's Mashma the Gemara that it was a good Nevuah, just it was the wrong person saying it over. So the Marsha answers that there was two parts from Hananya ben Azar's Nevuah. One part, that Hashem is going to be Shavarti as old Malach Babel, that's true. He had a good Kal V'chaymer that Hashem is eventually going to be Shavar old Malach Babel. But that it's going to be Be'oich Nasayim Yamim, and that Yayach is going to come back, that part was Sheker Gomer. And that's what the Sukkim go on, that part was Sheker. What the Gemara by us is bringing just the first Chelik of his Nevuah of Shabarti as old Malach Babel, that was a Nevius MS. Just it wasn't Nemar to him, it was Nemar to Yirmiyah. So the Chazanish in Sanhedrin and Chaf Aleph Gimel, Chazanish asks that L'chayr, if this Sachar Ko is what we were discussing, this Chelik of his Nevuah, you don't need a Kal V'chaymer for that. That that Hashem is going to be Shavar old Malach Babel, Yirmiyah, Navi, said that before in other places. He says there's many Nevuahs in Yeshayahu about this, that Hashem is going to be Shavar old Malach Babel. We didn't need a Kal V'chaymer from Elam for this, if that was the whole point of it. So therefore the Chazanish wants to answer the Kasha a little differently. And he says that the Olam Avadin Elam, there was a Kal V'chaymer, even that it's going to be right away. And Elam also, even though it's not the first in the Nevuahs of Yirmiyahu, could be that there's a Mashmois, that it's going to be Miyad, the Shvira of the Keshes of Elam. And therefore there was a Kal V'chaymer that Babel will be Miyad also. Says the Chazanish, there's just one problem over here, that Yirmiyahu had a Nevuah, but had you not like that, Yirmiyahu had a Nevuah that it wasn't going to be right away, that they're going to go into Golos. That was the whole fight going on until now, that Yirmiyahu was screaming that they're going to go into Babel's all Babel. Oh, they're going to go into Golos Babel, and there was the Nevi'im Hasheker were trying to say not like that. So therefore, says the Chazanish, that the Kal V'chaymer is very good, the feed of Tos of Hananya ben Azar, that he didn't believe the Nevuah of Yirmiyah that they're going to go into Golos. But Achshav that we have the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, the whole Kal V'chaymer doesn't make any sense, because it's beforeish in the Nevuah of Yirmiyah that they're going to go into Golos, and Hashem's not going to be Shavar O Melech Babel Shresayim Yamin right away. The Gemara is just bringing that Lafi the Toys of Hananya ben Azar, there was a Kal V'chaymer, and he was saying a good Nevuah Lafi is Toys, that part of the Nevuah of Yirmiyah that they're going to go into Golos Babel wasn't true, and Afal Bekein, he was Misnab and Mashaloi Shoma, but it was Nemar to different Navi. But I call upon both the Marsha and the Chazanish, they're both assuming that what the Gemara says over here, that you can make a Kal V'chaymer for Nevuah, that's a real thing, that you could make a Kal V'chaymer, you could say Nevuah, I'll be a Kal V'chaymer. But there's an interesting Mishnah Melech in Prashas Drachim, in Drush Yud, he brings down our Gemara, and he's bothered by the Marsha's question. He doesn't bring down the Marsha, but he's bothered by the Marsha's question, that this seems from the Gemara that there was a Kal V'chaymer over here. He says, we know it's not like that. We know from the Pesukim over there that this Nevuah was a Nevuah Sheker, the Klai Yisrael went into Golos Babel. So he says that it's poshut, you can't say a Nevuah al pi a Kal V'chaymer. Nistarim darchi Hashem, one can't say that since Hashem is going to destroy Elam, therefore Hashem is going to destroy Babel. You can't make such Kal V'chaymers. And he just says, one possible svar, why not? He says, there's thousands of different cheshbonos in Shemayim for everything we can't know. He says, one svar, it could be that maybe from Babel it's going to come out tzaddikim, Mashiach and Elam not. There's different svaras, we can't go ahead and make such Kal V'chaymers. He says that the Pshat in our Gemara has to be that the Gemara is just the feet of toys of Hananya ben Azar, the feet is toys that you could make a Kal V'chaymer, that you didn't understand like the Mishnah Malach understood, the feet is toys, then it was a good Nevuah, I'll pig a Kal V'chaymer. So it comes out that we have a Machloikis, Marsha, and Mishnah Melech, how to learn our Gemara. Is it true that it comes out from our Gemara that a Navi could say a Nevius, I'll pee a Kal V'chaymer? The Marsha says yes, and the reason why the Hananya ben Azar was mistaken was because that Kal V'chaymer was only on the first Chelik, but that Chelik was Be'emes a good Nevuah, besides for the fact that it wasn't said to him. And the Mishnah Melech says, no, that goof for the reason why the whole thing was Shtusim, the whole thing was Nevi'ah Sheker, was because you can make a Kal V'chaymer Nevuah. So we have a Machlekes, if you can make a Kal V'chaymer Nevuah, if you look in the Me'iri, on our Gemara, it's very mashma, very clear in his Lashon, that he holds that a Maisa, a Navi, could go and make a Nevuah pi Kal V'chaymer, Kedas HaMarsha, V'loi Kedas HaMishnah Melech. Now there's a middle way how to go over here, somewhere in between the Marsha and the Mishnah Melech. And you look in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, but he brings down from the Sefer Har Ephraim on Mechilta another Mahalach. He says, that Har Ephraim says that that the Gemara's Nevuah over here, that you can make a Nevuah like Deka V'chomer, it's Cholok from a regular Nevuah. A regular Nevuah, Hashem gives you the Nevuah, there's a Nevuah here. There's a Nevuah here, the Navi has a Nevuah, and he's B'chiv to go be Meisus over to Klai Yisrael, but there's already a Nevuah here. A Nevuah that you could get, that you darshan al Piyaka V'chomer, it's only a Nevuah when you go and say the Nevuah al Piyaka V'chomer. When the Navi goes and says over Nevuah, he makes the Ka V'chomer, and he says over the Nevuah, then it becomes a Nevuah. So therefore, it says the Har Ephraim, therefore, we can't go ahead and along over here and ask that L'chayra, what happened? We see that the Nevuah of Hananiah ben Azar was Sheker. He says that's because since Hananiah ben Azar was saying over someone else's Nevuah, he made a Kal L'chayra of someone else's Nevuah, and it wasn't his Nevuah, so therefore the whole Nevuah is not Kayim. Only if Yirmiyah, which had a din to make the Kal L'chayra, would make the Kal L'chayra, and then he would go and say over this Nevuah, then the Nevuah would be Kayim. But Kozman and Yirmiyah didn't go ahead and do that. Then the fact that Hananiah ben Azar went ahead and did that does not make that the Nevuah is Kayim. But Abba Pikain, it's only a Misnabe Mashalei Nemar Loi, but it's Nemar L'chaveri. Such a Nevuah would have been able to be said by Yirmiyah. And therefore, that's the answer to the Marsha's problem, that in a Hanami, the Nevuah was Nevuah Sheker, was because it was never said, but Torah is a good Nevuah, because Yirmiyah was the one that was supposed to make the Kal V'chomer, and he didn't do that yet. So therefore, the Hananiah ben Azar that made the Kal V'chomer and said the Nevuah, it didn't have a Torah's Nevuah B'chlal, the Nevuah was, well, therefore the Nevuah was Nevuah Sheker. And if you look inside the Har Ephraim, he uses this Yisoid to answer another two kashas. He asks that the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah in Perek Hey Halacha Ches, the Rambam seems to, when he brings down this halacha, that someone that says over a Nevuah that was said to him and not said to someone else, was said to someone else and not said to him, the Rambam says that a person has to say that Hashem said the Nevuah to me. Mashman the Rambam, that if someone comes along and says, Koyamar Hashem, this and this Nevuah, and it was said to a different Navi, it wasn't said to him, he's not over. And the Har Ephraim explains, the reason is because he's not saying it over B'Torah and Nevuah to himself, he's just saying, Koyamar Hashem, Hashem said this and this, which is true, Hashem said it, he just said it to someone else. The fact that I'm saying over Nevuah, just like every single person that leans down Torah and says, Koyamar Hashem, there's nothing wrong. It's only if you B'Torah speak out that Hashem said this to me, and I'm saying it over B'Torah and Nevuah from Hashem, then that's when you're over the Isser. So asks the Har Ephraim, but the Moshe that the Gemara gives for someone that said a Nevuah over from someone else, Hananiah ben Azar, you don't have the Rambam's Tanai over here. All Hananiah ben Azar said is, Koyamar Hashem. Shavarti is Ol Malach Babel. He didn't say that Hashem said it to him. Maybe he was just saying over what Hashem said to Yirmiyah. But says the Har Ephraim, Lefi this Yisoid, it's like Hashemidi. The Rambam was talking about a case where you're saying over a Nevuah that someone else said, that was given over to someone else. So if someone was given someone else, there's a chefsa nevuah to someone else, and I'm saying over, Koyamar Hashem, this nevuah. He says, in Er Gemara, there was no such nevuah at all. We can't explain the words of Hananiah ben Azar, Koyamar Hashem, Yirmiyah. Hashem never said it to Yirmiyah. Only Yirmiyah would come along and say, Koyamar Hashem, and he would make the Kal V'chomer and say it, so then there would be a mirror of Hashem on this Kal V'chomer also. But Kozman Yirmiyah didn't say it. We can't go ahead and say the kavanah of Koyamar Hashem over here is Koyamar Hashem leYirmiyah. Because there's no such nevuah yet kayim ba'olam to Yirmiyah either until Yirmiyah ba'poyel goes and makes the Kal V'chomer and says the nevuah. And the Har Ephraim says that Fizeh, we can answer another question. The Gemara on Amud Beis is trying to find, know, how could we know that someone's being kayvish nevuah? How is it possible to know? How could we ever give a oinish? How could we masre in a person that's been kavish nevuah? No one knows that Hashem gave him a nevuah. Ask the Har Ephraim, why not? Lefidus Gemara, we have a very good eicha timtza. We know that a navi was given a certain nevuah, and the navi went and said the nevuah over, so we know the nevuah, and then we understand that there's a kal v'chomer to make over here. There's a kal v'chomer that you can make a kal v'chomer and say a nevuah on something else. Al pi the kal v'chomer. So Tavur and Agamor that has a Torah's Tavur, and the Chayra, he should be Kavish Tavuasai. Chayra, this would be a very good Eichatim, so where we could know that someone else is being Kavish Tavuasai. Says the Har Ephraim, that Lafi, this is like Hashemidi, because of course you're not a Kavish Tavuasai such a thing. Kavish Tavuasai is only if there's Hashem gave you, was made to you a Nevuah, and you don't say it over. Hashem never gave over such a Nevuah. There's no such Nevuah until you go and make the Kal V'chomer, and go and say over the Nevuah, but Torah's Kal V'chomer, then it becomes a Nevuah. But before that, no, you can't look at a person as a kavish nevuah.
So it comes out that this sugya we had a kasha from the Barsha. Barsha had a kasha that l'chayra the Gemara would be bashbo over here that Hananiah ben Azar's nevuah was a nevuah's ebes, and the psukim in Yirmiyah before not like this that he lied, it wasn't true what he was saying.
So we set up this kasha for Bahalchim. The Barsha says that there was two chalokim to the Nevuah. There was one chalik that Hashem is going to destroy Babel, and that was a good kavuchayim from Elam, just like Hashem, if Hashem is going to destroy Elam, kavuchayim is going to destroy Babel. So Chananya ben Azar added a whole addition that this is going to happen in Ba'ich Nasayim Yavim. It's going to happen very quickly, and the Yidden are going to go into Golos. That chalik, he had no right to make a kavuchayim, he had no kavuchayim how quickly it's going to happen. And therefore, that chalik was sheker. That's what the psukim and Yirmiyah before were going over at that chalik. Our Gemara is talking about the first chalik, and that was an Ebbets HaKavachayber. And the only reason why it wasn't a good Nebuah was because it wasn't never to Chananya ben Azar, it was never to Yirmiyah. The Mahalach, we set another Mahalach from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that Eidah Chanami, the Kavachayber, was a good Kavachayber, and his whole Nebuah was a good Kavachayber. The only problem was that there was a Nebuah, the Hedya from Yirmiyah, not like that. And he disregarded that Nebuah, therefore he had a good Kavachayber. But Lamita Satzvarim, since there was a Nebuah, the Hedya, not like that from Yirmiyah, it was not a good Kavachayber. But both the Barsha and the Chazon Ish are both assuming that a Nebuah, I think Kavachayber is an Emes Nebuah. Just over here, there were side problems why it wasn't a good Nebuah. And we said that's the chayr b'vor, the be'iri of the sugya. Bashaykin the mishtal melach, he gufa comes to answer the Barsha's kasha by saying that it's not like this. That the reason why it was a nevuah sheker because there's no such thing as making a nevuah yidei kavachayber. And our Gemara is just saying that the toys of Chananya ben Azar, he held you could make a nevuah yidei kavachayber. I'll call upon him, he was a hamia of mistabim mashalei nebaloi. And then we said over a middle melach from Har Ephraim, not like the mishtal melach, that you could make a nevuah yidei kavachayber, but it only becomes a nevuah when the person that was supposed to make the kavachayber says the nevuah. Therefore, since Yirmiyah, that he was the one that was given the original nevuah, he was the one that would have made the kavachayber, didn't yet make this kavachayber and say the nevuah. Therefore, Chananya ben Azar's nevuah wasn't an emes nevuah, but emes nevuah wasn't true. This Yirmiyah never went ahead and said it b'poyel. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down a brisa. Tani Tara Kamei of Chista Hakoyvesh Es Nevuasei Loike. Someone that doesn't say is the Nevuah is Koyvesh Nevuasei. He gets Malkus. So Rav Chista asked him, Amalei Man the Ochel Tamri Bar Beila Loki. Someone that eats Tamarim, he's doing nothing wrong. How do we know someone's being Koyvesh Nevuasei? As far as we see a person that's walking down the street, he's doing nothing. How can we ever know that someone's being Koyvesh Nevuasei? Man Masri Be. Who's gonna be mastering him? Who's gonna give him Masrot that he should go and say his Nevuah? So the Gemara answers that no, there are people that know whether a person is giving a Nevuah. Other Nevi'im know. Other Nevi'im says Abaya, other Nevi'im know that this person was given a Nevuah. And he brings a Pasuk, Lo Yasad Hashem Elikim Dover Kim Gila Saidi Lavadava Nevi'im. So Taisvis, on Amar Aleph, Taisvis asks, that L'chayra, how could it be that you get Malkus or Kavish Tavuasai? Taisvis says, first of all, no lav, and also to lav Shem Emaisa. So Taisvis says that what it means, Loike, means Makan Oisei Achetetze Nafshe, Kmoyase Sukkav Ene Oisei. Like we know, the din, that is someone that refrains from doing a mitzvah's essay, Bezdin is Malka Oisei Achetetze Nafshe, Bezdin hits him until he goes and does the mitzvah. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, we hit him until he dies. And that's the din of Malkus over here in Kavish Tavuasai. Now the Sefer Kilas Yaakov from Yaakov El Ghazi in Ois Kufay and Aleph over there, he explains that Lufi Taisvis, the Gemara that goes ahead and asks Man Masri Bey, it doesn't mean giving a Sraf a Malkus. We're not talking about a regular Malkus over here. What it means is, who's going to go and warn him? Who's going to go and be given the Malkus? Who's going to go and say, go be warning him means Lufi Taisvis, go and who's going to be the ones that are going to go and tell him and enforce to go and do the Nevuah? Who's going to be the ones that are going to be Makan Oisei Achetetze Nafshe if we don't know B'chal that he's being Kravish Nevuah? But if you look in Rashi at the Peites of Abayz, in Devar Maschil Dilma Hadrubei, Rashi says that the Gemara goes and asks that maybe you were Chayzer, maybe Eina Chanami, the Avod of HaNevi'im knew that this Navi got a Nevuah, but Hashem was Chayzer from the Nevuah. So Rashi says, and therefore they also don't know. The Heyach Masridim boy Hasra Safik. How could they give him Hasra Safik? So the Loshem Hasra Safik would be Mashba. We're talking about the regular din Hasra, not like Taisus. Not like Taisus learns that we're talking about the din of Makan Oisei Achetetze Nafshei. Now, but Etzem, even the Fizet Shver Loshem Hasra Safik, we don't know Bechlal that he's doing the Aveira. It's nothing to do with Hasra Safik. We can't give him Malkus because we don't know that he's doing the Aveira. So the Aruch Lener already speaks out that Rashi in a lot of places uses a lashon of asra suffik, even though uses the din of asra suffik, even though we also don't know that he did the avera. So kasha Rashi in Chun in a few places, or Shashtel, so Eben on the Bekoimam, Kvegas speaks about it. But Kapadim Hamiyah v'chayr the lashon Rashi of asra suffik is a little shver to say that he means like Tesis that we're talking about the din of makan oisach teitzin napshe. Pashtus Rashi learned the Gemara Kipshutai that we're talking about the regular din malchus arboim. If you look at in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara Kipshutei. They were talking about Malkus, and the Rabbeinu Peretz says that over here we have Malkus. I look here; it's a lav she'ibay ma'isa. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, we're going lefita man d'omer lav she'ibay ma'isa loykin olav. This brisa goes to man d'omer lav she'ibay ma'isa loykin olav. And the Tzarechi and Rabbeinu Peretz that Luchayr is another question here. Tosfos doesn't only ask one question. Tosfos doesn't only ask from Lav She'im Ma'isa Loikin Olav. Tosfos asks if there's no Lav here Bechlal. Sach HaKol there's an essay. Sach HaKol may be an essay, but there's no Lav. So Luchayr, Tzarechi and Rabbeinu Peretz, what he does with this, Luchayr, how can you get Malkus in a case where there's no Lav? Now the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Yates Halacha Gimel in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that you're not Loikin. Ram Paskas that you're not loike because it's a lala baba chal asay. There's no malchus on kavish tevu atzay. So the lacha mishnah asks in the Ram that luchari is negative the gemara. The gemara over here says beferish that a kavish tevu atzay loike. The lacha mishnah over there speaks out that the pasha the Ram learned the gemara like taisvus. Ram learned the gemara like taisvus. That the reason. That was saying that kavish tevuase loike doesn't mean that you get malchus. It means that you kavinai sachtetz in nafshay. But of course, regular malchus you don't get, and that's why the Rambam over here paskins that you don't get malchus. Tzarechin on the derech of Halacha Mishnah in the Rambam that luchayra. This is very good to explain why the Rambam didn't bring down that you had malchus, but then he should have brought down the Gemara that you kavinai sachtetz in nafshay. Why didn't the Rambam bring down the price? The Rambam usually brings down everything that the Gemara says. If the Rambam learned the Gemara differently, he's so very good, he's allowed to write that it's in a loike, but he should have to bring this halacha. Why don't he bring this halacha of kaifereis achetetz in nafshe? V'chor yafti madchik l'fid l'acha mishnah, the Rambam knows that it's poshut, there's nothing to bring, just like every other mitzvah in the Torah, there's no special din over here to bring down. Tzarechin. But if you look at the Sefer Chaim Shaul, in Chelek Beis, Sivim Mem Tes Oisei, he says, he doesn't bring down Rabbeinu Peretz, but he says, Alpi the derech of Rabbeinu Peretz, we can be yashiv the Rambam. It could be Yashiv the Rambam that the Rambam learned that like Poshit like the Gemara that Loike means Malkus Mamash. Just the reason why the Rambam Paskin not like the Bryce is because the Rambam learned that the Bryce is going to the Mandar Lav Shem and Maisa Loike and Olaf. And we Paskin Lav Shem and Maisa ain't Loike and Olaf. So it'll be much more. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down anything because we don't Paskin like this Bryce. So we argue on the dinner of the Bryce that we hold Lav Shem and Maisa ain't Loike and Olaf. This is what's going to remain Shver is the Kasha we were ready Ma'ira and Beidu Peretz at L'chayro. It's very Shver to learn this way because there's no Lav at all. And the Rambam Lahedya says that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's an essay. Lav above Machal essay. So L'chayro, there's no man the Omer that argues on that. L'chayro, there shouldn't be any reason why there's a Brisa that holds that you get Malkus. But if you look in the Meiri, it's also a little Mashma like the Derech of Chaim Shaul. He also comes and he says that we hold that you don't get Malkus. And he brings down the whole Gemara that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because of Lav She'im and Ma'isa Ein Loike and Olav, and not because of the reason why you don't get Asra. Ayin Shem Lashon Meiri. It would be very Mashma like the Derech of Chaim Shaul in the Divrei HaRambam. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara says that in the case that the Mashal the Gemara gives by Mavatal Divrei Navi, the Gemara says, how do you know, if Navi comes and tells you to do something, how do you know that he's saying a real Navius? Maybe it's Tom, who said it, how do we know? And the Gemara says, the way you know is, he gives you a ice. He gives you a ice. Once he gives you a ice, so then you can assume that what he's saying is true. And the Gemara asks, but Micha told, when he told his friend, what the Gemara brought earlier, Hakeini Na, hit me, he didn't give him a ice. It's not Mashma, the Pasi gave him a ice. And still, his Chaver, from not listening to him, got an Einish. So the Gemara says, Heicha the Muchzik Shani, and the Gemara brings a raya from Avram Avidu Bahara Meiria, that the Yitzchak listened to him, and who did the Gemara brings a raya from Eliyahu Bahara Karmel. So Tosfos, in the Ve'amaschal Eliyahu Bahara Karmel, Tosfos asks, the L'chertz Mashmanar Gemara, that the way Eliyahu Bahara Karmel worked was Alidei Anavua, the special din, that's how the Gemara proves that there's a din of Muchzik and Anavua, that we were Muchiv to listen to someone that's Muchzik bin Avias, and that's why we were allowed to listen to him to go and be Oiv Shchutei Chutz. He says that the Gemara in Yevamistav Sadi is Mashma, that we would be able to learn out from Eliyahu, from the fact that Eliyahu, the din of Elof Tishmon, The Gemara is before that we can learn out that any bezdin could go and be matter something. Agaparim the feet of Dichre, the Gemara over there by Migdar Milsa. That a bezdin could go and be over a divrei Torah. Asks Taisus, the Gemara is a chayim avur. It's working did a nevuah, and that Gemara is mashba. You don't need dafka nevuah. You could use any. You could use any oifin. Even a bezdin could go and be matter iser. So and Taisus gives on this kasha two terutzim. Either Taisus says that la'olam el yo is aydei nevuah. Just a nabi is not allowed to be mechadish dover. If the halacha would be that bezin can't go against the Torah, a nabi also wouldn't be able to go against the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara in Yevamos has a good raya. Even though Elio was working with Nebuah, still the Gemara in Yevamos has a good raya. But Tosis has another teretz that Elio was not al pi Nebuah. Elio was not al pi Nebuah. Elio was working pashut like a bezdin that he was matzah them isav shchutei chutz. And Tosis says first Tosis starts off saying that the way Argamar is a raya to be, that he was muk that muchzik ben avias. Has a Torah's Navi is from the fact that if not for that he would be Muchzik ben Avua, Klal Yisrael wouldn't be able to listen to him for Shchut Echutz, because the only way the Shchut Echutz would have been Migdar Milsa would help out Klal Yisrael was only if the Ish would be Yerim Min HaShemayim. And for the Ish to be Yerim Min HaShemayim, you need someone that's a real Navi to do that. So that's how the Gemara by us has the Raya Muchzik Shani, and Tosis at the end ends up a little differently that Elio darshan from a Pasuk, and Kededa Elio drasha from the Pasuk should be Kayim, and it had to be that he was Muchzik ben Avias. But Kapanim is two drachim and tesis whether or not Elio's din of go being makar b'chutz was alpi nevuah or not alpi nevuah. So the Mechas Chiruch says that l'chayra with feed the derech of tesis that it wasn't alpi nevuah. It's beforeish that elov tishmon. There's a mitzvah to listen to a navi is not dafka when the navi says something alpi nevuah, because the brayso over there in Yevamos Daf Tzadi brings down the pasuk of Elov Tishmon and it gives a mashal that you have to listen to Elio Bahar Karmel to go be makriv b'chutz, even though Tosis over here is coming out that Elio is makriv Bahar Karmel, that Elio had told them to go be makriv a carbon Bahar Karmel was not alpi Hashem, was not alpi nevuah. So it's beforeish that to listen to a navi, even the navi tells you to do something not alpi nevuah, is also an essay of Elov Tishmon. And he says that the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel Hachas Yisayi Torah is not mashma like that. The Mechas Chinuch says in Tov Kuf Tes Zayin, Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tes Zayin is bedaik that the Rambam's mashma is dafka pi Hashem, which goes very good because the Rambam, the Lacha Mishnah over there in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel is bedaik in the Rambam, not like Tosfos, like the Pashas Apsukim that Eliyahu Bar Kama was al pi Hashem. Bidvar Hashem, he came Bidvar Hashem at the Shvimaka Bahar Carmel, and therefore it's very good that the Rambam shouldn't hold like Tosfos a poshet that the din of Elov Tishmon is only in Heichatibsu where the Navi says Alpi and Avias from Hashem. If the Navi Stam tells you to do something, you're supposed to listen to him. But the mitzvah of Elov Tishmon was only said on a Navi that tells you to do something Alpi and Avu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.